both so much for speaking with me today. Can you tell me a little bit about the program?
The program today is called Salem Saturday. It's been around, we started the program in 2006. We did it at the University of Maryland Dental School in the city. And 4 years ago, we moved the program up to the Perryville area as well. All of our products are donated. All of our disposables that we use are donated. All the time from our faculty and licensed dental and dental hygiene, licensed dentist and dental hygienists volunteer as well. The sealants are placed on the children's teeth by dental hygiene students and year 3 and 4 dental students. Those are juniors and senior dental students. We have first and second year dental students here as well.
The University of Southern California recently conducted a study in which they found that kids who received dental service actually did better in school. Do you think there is a connection between how kids are impacted by their teeth and their performance in school?
Kid comes to school and he has a toothache. He's not going to learn. And so we know that those kids who also have toothaches miss many, many days of school. So both having pain, coming to school with pain, and also missing days because of toothaches cause kids to fall behind. So certainly kids that have not seen a dentist who do have problems are going to fall behind.
And just for you to see how this is impacting the lives of parents, I talked to one parent who said that he had lost his job earlier, and for him to be able to have this program now, it's helping his kids. How does that make you feel to hear that from people, that this program is changing their lives?
Well, first of all, this is a free clinic, and so a sealant on the outside would cost probably $50, and so if we're sealing 4 teeth in a child, a 6 or 7 year old, they're saving a couple hundred dollars, and so it's a huge benefit to those families.
That's great. And what do you hope to do in the future with the program and the clinic as well?
My goal is to just continue to reach out to the needy population and help as many children as we can to prevent tooth decay, to keep them healthy so they can learn.
That's great. And do you think that there needs to be more clinics and programs like this, especially now with how the economy is, how things are going? What are your thoughts on that?
One thing that is happening is that with the Affordable Care Act, all kids are going to be covered for dental care very soon. And so some of these problems that we have right now with the current system are going to be eliminated with the Affordable Care Act, because all kids are going to be covered for dental care with the Affordable Care Act.
Do you do this like every month, or how often do you do this for those people who are interested in coming to the clinic?
This program runs in the month of... We try to run it in February, which is Children's Dental Health Month, but because of snow and that one we had to reschedule, we've moved it to March, and it runs yearly. So every March we run the program.
For you personally to see all these people here today and that you're able to assist these people, how does that make you feel?
Being able to help somebody who doesn't always have that is very, very rewarding. What did I say to the students when we started? I said, there's no monetary payment for today, and we've all donated our time. And the only compensation that we will get from this program today comes from within. I hope that we can get children to learn the importance of giving back.